This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said on Thursday he did not see any indication Hamas was planning any attack on U.S. troops in Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
He added measures were being put in place for the safety of military personnel, a maritime pier constructed by the U.S. military to speed the flow of humanitarian aid in Gaza, should be open within a matter of days. Despite poor weather hampering preparations, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said on Thursday, the United States has called on both Israel and Hamas to ensure the aid bound for civilians in Gaza is not disrupted after a shipment from Jordan was attacked by Israeli settlers and subsequently diverted by Palestinian militants. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Friday marks day 11 of former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Donald Trump returned to court in New York, taking the stand today. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. Judge Juan Marchand, who's not yet ruled on Thursday's contempt hearing, started off by clarifying that Trump's gag order does not prohibit him from testifying. Speaking before the session, the former president clarified his understanding of the gag order, reversing himself on statements he had made to that effect Thursday.
The gag order is not to testify. The gag order stops me from talking about people and responding when they say things about me.
The Republican presidential candidate has pled not guilty to falsifying business records to cover up the true nature of payments. I'm Jennifer King.
Democratic U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a federal probe into the ties of American business leaders with Azerbaijan. Cuellar released a statement Friday denying any wrongdoing. In it, the longtime congressman says he and his wife, quote, are innocent of these allegations. Neither Cuellar nor his attorney immediately responded to calls seeking comment on the matter. Cuellar was once at one time the co-chair of the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus. The FBI searched the congressman's house in the border city of Laredo in 2022, and Cuellar's attorney said at the time he was not the target of that investigation. After a 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan in April shook up residents, as well as their confidence in a government warning system, an app that monitors quakes has surged in popularity, created by two students who hope someday to build predictive technology that would be critical to saving lives. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
App showing tremors in real time across Taiwan, their intensity, as well as information from the authorities, is the creation of students 17-year-old Lin Ray and 20-year-old Kuo Chen Yu. They were driven to create it in 2022 by their own curiosity to study the intensity of earthquakes on the island. While there's a government-run system already in place that sends text alerts and a loud noise to residents' phones when the shaking starts, it can be patchy. It drew criticism for not sounding in Taipei on April 3rd when a 7.2 magnitude quake hit the island's remote east coast.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. The Congolese army says a bomb at a refugee camp in eastern Congo has killed at least five people, including children. An army spokesman blamed the attack on the Manunga refugee camp in North Kivu on a rebel group known as M23 with alleged links to Rwanda in a statement provided to the Associated Press. The rebel group denied any role in the attack and accused the army of planting the bomb. M23 has seized more territory in the region this week, capturing the mining town of Rabaya, where there are important deposits of minerals used to make smartphones. The group made up of former soldiers has been fighting the Congolese government forces for more than a decade. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.